Everybody, Andy here again. Well, I don't watch a lot of television, as many of you listen to my booze and read my blogs and watch my videos, etc. may realise. I only tend to watch what I want to watch, and then I tend to record it and watch it at a more convenient time for me and skip through the adverts. But tonight, there is a particular programme that I shall definitely be recording on at Channel 4. So, you know, if you're around tomorrow and listening to this, you might want to check up on whatever the appropriate iPlayer or their equivalent is for Channel 4 here in the BBC. Maybe you can get it on the internet. It's a programme all about one of those enigmatic and sort of glossed over or forgotten British heroes, I think you can certainly use that particular word, of the last century, a man called Alan Turing. Now, his name is becoming more and more well known, and there's a programme, it's called Britain's Greatest Codebreaker, and it's on at 9 o'clock, and it's like one of those drama documentaries. I'll be honest, I'm not a great fan of drama documentaries because of the way that they tend to dramatise certain aspects of people's lives, but I shall reserve judgment on this particular programme. But it fascinates me partly because of the man himself, and I'll talk about him in a little bit of detail in a minute, but also because he spent some of his early school time years, as a small boy, actually living in a house, literally 5 minutes' walk from where I'm sitting now. And it reminded me of it yesterday because they just put one of those blue plaques that you get on these houses that sort of famous people previously lived in. And one of them was put onto the house. It's called Baston Lodge, and it's, I said, it's only sort of 5 minutes' walk from my house. I happened to walk past it yesterday, and it reminded me, and I went back and actually took a couple of photos, and I shall put one of the photos as the sort of profile picture for this particular audio book. So there's that sort of connection, and Hastings has got a bit of a connection with lots of things as well, because John Logie Baird, the man who invented television, lived here and actually did a lot of his experiments, and it's sort of reckoned that he possibly invented television while he was actually living here as well. And also we all know about the Battle of Hastings being one of those pivotal moments in British history. You could argue that television was in some ways as well, and Alan Turing's contributions also were defining moments in British history in their own way, and world history to some extent, because Alan Turing, it's the centenary of his birth next year. He was born in 1912, hence the fact that a lot of these programmes and his name is becoming more and more well known. But the other reasons why his name is becoming more well known is because of what he did during his short life. He took his own life at the age of 41, and I shall talk about that in a minute. But during that sort of short life, he was an absolutely brilliant mathematician. He had one of those brains that none of us can probably comprehend. And he thought about lots of different things. He came up with the ideas for artificial intelligence and that type of thing. He was also amongst that group at Bletchley Park up there in, I think it's Hertfordshire, during the Second World War. And he invented or helped to invent the Enigma machines, which a lot of people have heard about. They broke the German secret codes that they used during the Second World War. And he was instrumental in actually doing that and breaking those codes. And as Winston Churchill said at the time, it was the breaking of those codes that really changed the whole course of the Second World War and potentially won the Second World War for the Allies. And that's only just becoming sort of known recently because of the secrecy about the whole Bletchley Park experience, the Enigma machines, everything that went on there. I suppose they didn't want to divulge state secrets 50 years afterwards, who cares particularly? But the importance of what he did there has become more and more important and well known, I think. But also, because of that, he also then went on to basically start the whole sort of computer revolution. He was, I think I've got something in front of me, he's described as the godfather of computer science. He was talking about computers and their possibilities, etc., right back then in the 40s and the very early 50s and that, before, unfortunately, he took his life. The reason he took his life, because he was a homosexual. He was a gay man back there in the 40s. He was a practicing homosexual, and he was, I suppose, outwardly gay. And why not, I suppose. But something that is far more acceptable and not worried about in these more enlightened times, back then it was against the law. He was caught and he was prosecuted for gross indecency or something. And I think, if I remember rightly, he was given the opportunity, or the choice. He could either go to jail or he could be chemically castrated. Just think about that for a moment. And I think he took the chemical castration route. Well, you know, what a choice, eh? But after that, and because of the persecution and the stigma and everything that went on with it, he actually ended up taking his own life. But there's a little bit of a story there as well, because how he took his life. He took a bite out of an apple which had been impregnated by himself with cyanide. He took a bite out of that apple, it killed him. There is one of these sort of popular myths. I don't know if it's a myth or not. A lot of people say it is. But if you look at the Apple, Steve Jobs, who recently died, his company Apple, look at their logo. It's an apple with a bite out of it. Now, it is thought by some people that that is a representation of the apple that Alan Turing bit into, the last thing he ever did in his life. So his legacy leads, carries on, and will carry on for a lot more. And it's very good, I think, that someone like him is being recognised now, unfortunately, sort of 60-odd years after his death. But the more we know, the more we think about the man, and as I said, there's this programme on tonight which will introduce a lot more people to what he did and his ideas and his thoughts and the influence that he's having on our life now, indeed had on our life back then, although we didn't know it. So, and just think, that little bit of history, part of it is only 5 minutes down the road from where I am. Not bad little story, is it? Anyway, I urge you to watch that programme. Hopefully it's as good as I hope it's going to be. I should be watching it tomorrow, I suppose. But if you can't see it, as I say, catch up with it in one of these other ways. I'm sure it'll be repeated at some time. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.